everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, and welcome to a very different episode.
I'm nervous.
I think we should also address the fact that we're wearing the same outfit.
The elephant in the room, yes. Caitlin and I are twins today, if you're watching on Spotify. It was actually an accident. We did not plan this. I opened the door and I see myself in the mirror.
Hello. Do you know what's so funny is a few weeks ago on my outs list, I don't think I ended up reading it out because I only had one out, and my single out was crop jackets.
And yet.
And we sat there and we're like, we fucking hate crop jackets.
Yeah.
And then today I put this jacket on that I got in the mail. I didn't purchase it. It was like a PR thing, but I loved it when I put it on. And then I came here and I was like, I'm going to laugh with Maddie about the fact I've taken my words back and enjoy a crop jacket. And this bitch is also
wearing a crop jacket. Suddenly I am into them. I feel like a ballerina. That's what I was saying. You know how like
you look like a ballerina with the.
I did the slick bun with the crop jacket, and I was like, "Wow, I kind of like this vibe.
I like it. It's like post ballet core.
Yeah,
whatever that means. So yeah, crop jackets in.
Crop jackets
right
are
off
in.
The bat.
We have a very exciting / scary episode today. We are doing Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
If you're not familiar, James Corden. They do a segment and they use very wild foods.
We've done our best.
Everything we've chosen is food that we just have either never tried or would never want to try.
Yes.
Usually. Or just, you know, a bit out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the vibe.
That's the vibe. And we are going to be, actually, we got you guys to send us in questions that you want us to answer. Juicy questions. And yeah, basically either you have to spill it or eat whatever the food is.
Yeah. We also obviously have Coke Zeros on hand.
Oh, we've got to wash it down for sure. Mm. Also, the smell in this room, it's not good.
One of the foods is quail eggs, which I actually randomly think I might have tried one like cooked before.
I think in some restaurants they do it in things and it probably tastes good. They probably make it taste good, but we just got it in a can. And it is the smell. It just smells. And we've got some sardines as well, which
I've never tried a sardine.
Smell is not pleasant.
I like anchovies though.
Oh, well, you probably will like sardines then.
But they look too big.
See, I don't like anchovies or sardines. So that's like my personal
health.
That's
definitely yours. Mm-hmm. For sure.
We have sardine juice.
Oh yeah, straight from the can.
A shot of soy sauce. We have raw tofu.
Raw
tofu. We have turnip cooked in chili oil.
It's like extra hot turnips.
Turnips in a jar.
I don't even know what a turnip is.
I'm pretty sure it's a type of root vegetable.
Yeah.
And then we have a very, very spicy sauce, which apparently is level 5. I think it said Mega Bomb spicy sauce. So it's freaking spicy.
Mega Bomb sounds
Mega
spicy
Bomb
to me.
And like the packaging on the sauce bottle looks very scary.
Yeah. And of course, quail eggs. Yeah.
I will answer any question with the quail egg. I'm not having one.
Well, perfect. We'll save the
save the most juicy one for me for the quail egg.
But yeah, should we just get straight into
Let's just get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. We're feeling good.
Feel like eating some quail.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's go. Let's do this. Wait, what are we starting with? What food you choose? Oh, normally they spin it on the show.
Yeah, we don't have a lazy Susan.
We don't have a lazy Susan.
We should get a lazy Susan.
We should. Actually, we used to have one at our first. We did. I bought one. Do you remember that wooden one?
Oh my God. Why did we have a lazy Susan? So random.
I thought we needed one at one point, but anyway.
It was in your homewares phase.
It was in my homewares phase. Yeah. Okay. Sardine juice. What is your biggest pet peeve about Maddie?
Ooh. Okay.
This is kind of easy. I feel like you can answer this.
Oh, wow, I'll answer it. I'm just trying to think of a
I'm going to cry.
Trying to think of one.
Quail egg is like really wafted over.
I actually, do you know what? Like, this isn't even me being funny. Like, I don't have one.
I think hard.
No, I think like if when we used to live together, my pet peeve would have been that cleaning. You were so clean because I'm not clean. But even still, that's a positive thing because
that's
our
lame.
Apartment was still clean.
That's fucking lame.
Like, you wouldn't let me sit on the couch.
True.
Sometimes.
That's annoying.
But now.
In your own home, I'm like, don't sit on the couch.
But now I feel like I don't have any pet peeves.
Okay, well, I guess that's, you answered that, so.
And that's, I swear to God, the truth. Put me on a lie detector.
We should do a lie detector test next time.
Where do we get a polygraph from?
Does anyone know? Another episode idea. Okay, stunning. That's coming soon, guys.
Okay, that was like a really light warm-up. I'm just gonna balls deep with you.
God.
Okay, sardines.
Okay, sardines. Gross. Sorry if you like sardines.
Maddie, did your parents pay for your holiday to Amangiri?
Yes, they did pay for that. In short, yes, to conclude. Okay, we're going to go the tofu. Caitlin, read out the last spicy text message that you sent.
I'd prefer not to do that.
Do you know what the last, it has to be spicy. I don't want any of this. What
do you mean doing? Spicy, like sexy?
Sexy, yes. I want some like sexting or even like, I hate you, like something dramatic.
Okay, so I'm definitely not showing you my last sexy text message. I actually don't send many sexy text messages. Is that boring?
Okay, well, if you're not going to
show... But I can't show... I know what it is, but it was like a few months ago and I can't show it because...
Well, then you have to eat the raw tofu.
Fuck my life. I was on vacay, okay?
Oh, what?
No.
Wait, were you away from Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can like imagine.
Yeah, no. That's the only
okay,
one.
Okay, well, Caitlin's eating the raw tofu. Woo! Enjoy, baby.
Yuck dog. For reference. I love tofu. For reference. Mm-hmm. Not... Silken raw. Uncooked tofu.
You probably should have got a spoon too, but just use it. Have some Diet Coke, flush it down. Yuck, that like really crumbled in your mouth. Oh my God.
I have a really weak stomach.
Oh my God, it fucking stinks.
That's because I just threw up tofu. Oh. It actually wasn't vomit, okay? The food just came back up.
Anyway.
Just to, like, preface, it's a textural thing. I was trying to shot it back and I couldn't get to my Coke Zero in time. And it came up.
Oh, my God.
Were you embarrassed to share that you got back with John after a public breakup? In brackets, love you, queen.
Love you, queen. Thank you for asking. You know what? Yeah, I was. Definitely. I was really embarrassed and I think that's why I put it off for so long, because I was like, I just have spoken about the breakup so publicly. But sometimes you just have to do some embarrassing things in your life.
Amen.
And that was one of them. So here we are.
Perfect.
Oh, God. Let's do the turnip.
Okay.
Okay. Who is your least favorite influencer at the minute?
Ooh. I'm going to think about this.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that you're just not vibing with? Madison Woolley?
Yeah. Do you know what? There's actually not anyone. It's hard because a lot of our friends are influencers. Like, mm-hmm. we know people in the space. Uh-huh. No one I know personally mm-hmm. I don't like. Mm-hmm. Are there some people who pop up on my feed and I mute them or, you know, keep scrolling? Definitely.
Yep.
Am I going to blast them? Probably not, because that will come back to haunt me. So I'm going to eat the turnip.
Oh, do you want me to get you a bucket or something?
Nah, dude.
Just have a little bite. Oh, you're eating the whole thing.
Rocket.
Okay.
Don't look at me like
that. Is it bad? Is it yum? Are you enjoying
it? I'm trying to fuck with it.
Okay, she likes the turnip in a can.
That's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Texturally a bit weird, but the flavors are delicious. It's pretty spicy, but...
Okay, great. That's...
I don't particularly like looking at it, though. It looks a bit... No, it's wearing off.
I think you should flush it down before you throw off again.
You can see it in my eyes.
No, like they start.
Okay, I'm thinking soy sauce shot.
Okay.
Just because, you know.
Okay.
Start off light-ish. Okay. You wish you could eat those turnips. I actually might have another one. Okay. How much did you make on your biggest brand deal?
You bitch. I have to have it. I can't answer that.
Think about it. You might answer it.
No, because I have to tell the specific number, right?
Yeah.
I can't answer.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
kind of looks like cafe.
Oh my god. It's down.
Nice.
Who is your favorite friend that's not Maddie?
Oh.
I feel like you can answer that.
Liv?
I thought you'd say Liv.
Well, I just, you know, yeah. I'd say she's my closest yeah. friend. That's not you. And that doesn't mean I don't love my other friends, okay? Yeah. I speak to Liv the most. Mm-hmm. We live together.
That's what, yeah.
You know, please don't kill me.
She did have to drink sardine juice if she didn't answer that, so.
And for anyone who doesn't know Liv, Liv is the one who got the matching C tattoo with Maddie.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that? And everyone was like, Caitlin's salty. I was.
We stopped being friends for a week.
Quail egg.
Oh, my God. It means I have to answer this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Stop.
Your boyfriend.
Where's this going?
Had a very public relationship prior to your public relationship.
Okay. I'm not eating that quail egg.
Does he ever speak about that relationship? And how does it make you feel?
You know what? He doesn't speak about it. Like, just if we're just chatting, he won't bring it up.
Like, hey, I also date another influencer.
But if it does come up, like if he's talking about a past experience, like actually we're talking about he went on a trip to the Maldives with –
oh my God, jealous.
This girl.
And surely you're jealous of that.
I know. I'm like, take me. But no, he'll just say like really nice things, like very respectful. He speaks highly of her. So it's like fine.
Okay, pop off. I should have made that harder. No.
Yeah. Good vibes all around.
Healthy, wholesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do the spicy sauce.
Okay.
Okay. So we're doing the spicy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin, it's a very succinct question. Body count.
Oh, just body count?
Body count.
Oh, no.
You're going to have the spicy sauce.
Oh, some things just don't belong on the internet.
Caitlin's eating the spicy sauce. I'm really interested to see how spicy it actually is.
I was going to say, I'm really interested to know what your body count is.
Baby, I know that.
Yeah, I like you. Want to chat? Yeah, look, as I approach 25, there are certain things we'll just coof off. Just for side intel, though, it's only been boyfriends for, like, 4 years.
There you go.
So that's what I mean. Like, I don't have to go back in the depths.
Yeah. Just be careful because that could be really spicy and you could actually, like, burn your tongue.
This is a table sauce that's spicier and stronger than Firebomb flavor of dynamite with a savory taste.
You just spilled that on your drink.
It's so fucking hot. Okay, I'm gonna throw up. It's fine.
Swallow it down. You need some milk or something.
I'm getting a hot flush. Whoa, wow. I feel, whoa.
Your sinus, is it kicking in now?
It lingers.
Oh my God. Wait, you have some hot sauce on your lip.
This is a two-part question.
Oh God, okay. What am I eating?
Oh, sardines.
Okay.
For backstory to this question, because I think maybe some people don't cross-platform watch your YouTube.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to tell the people what's happening?
I am moving to Noosa because my lease is up here. Mm-hmm. And I'm only moving back temporarily because I'm trying to buy a Sydney apartment and I didn't want to have to re-sign the lease in the middle because hopefully I can find one in like a month maybe.
It's also so hard to get approved for a rental here and then let alone to get approved for a rental right now and then not know you might have to break your lease in like 2 months. It seems so stupid.
Yeah. So I'm just moving home just for that interim period.
Am I mad about it? Yeah.
Yeah, Caitlin's mad. It's not going to be long, though. I'm hoping, like, 2 months max.
And you're going to be coming back all the time
to record? Oh, yeah. I'll be flying back to record the pod. The pod's not going anywhere. Don't worry.
Everyone relax.
Everyone relaxed.
Yeah, everyone.
Relax.
Is everyone chill? It's just me freaking out. Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Just backstory.
Is John moving back to Noosa with you?
Yes. He is moving back to Noosa with me.
That's quite serious, man.
Yes, I know.
Interesting.
Yes. It's like a little holiday. An extended holiday together.
A vacation.
Yes. I'm going to give you quail eggs.
No.
These ones are – you guys are getting creative with these questions. Caitlin, do you ever feel jealous that Maddie has a lot of money – comes from a very wealthy family.
No, I don't. Well, actually, okay, do you know what? Let's cut the shit. If I could have a few extra zeros in my bank account, would I, like, love it? Yeah, if my family told me that I'm in Geary, would I fucking jump at the opportunity?
Mm.
Absolutely. But do I feel jealous in the sense that I want to take it away from you and give it to me?
Yes.
No. Also, yes.
Yes.
No way. I think it's nice. And
I feel like we wouldn't be friends if there was any of that.
I think that behavior is weird. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to, I love having friends that are more successful, you know, financially or in other areas or better at things than me, because it motivates you.
Yeah, exactly.
And even with your family, like, I've learned so much through talking to you and your parents about things I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. Like with tax, I ask you my questions. Yeah. I'm like,
Mads, help me.
Mads, what do I need for
this? Like, sweetie, mummy's here.
Yeah, like, you gave me your accountant. Like, it's more like that. It's never like, that should be me.
I also feel though, if you have friends like that, say if you're doing really well and you've got friends that are acting like that, they're not real friends. No, you need to get better friends.
It's so weird. Like, it's so natural to see anyone who's quote unquote doing better or has something that
also,
you want.
Also, I feel like everyone goes through waves of like peaks in their career, and like, you should be supportive for everyone.
Yeah. There's so many things you could wish that you had in your life, but don't, it shouldn't be making you feel bad.
No.
You know, just more like motivated, inspired, excited, happy for the other people.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all. But yeah, I'm fucking really jealous. I've reaped a few rewards. So like, I went to the Maldives with the Woolies. Like, I'm not complaining. I love being invited on Woolie Vacay.
The annual Woolie Vacay.
So. Yeah, like, I'm not trying to lose my invite. So
love you, Kaz and Mark. Caitlin loves you.
Maddie.
Wait, what am I eating? No, don't. Stop. Maddie. Don't.
Sardine juice.
No.
Who's your most annoying friend, Lexi or Caitlin? I love that they just chose me on Lexi. Like, why are we presumed the most annoying?
Wait. I can't. I have to answer that.
I know. You're in such a shit spot.
I'm going to say Lexi.
Oh, you actually.
I love you, Lexi, but she just, like, annoys me. Like, I annoy her, though, too.
So chesty.
I annoy her too, though. I feel like we're just, you know, when you're like, you've been friends with someone, it's like the same as us. She'll be like, Maddie, you're being so annoying. I'll be like, Alexi, get out of my face.
Like, I think I'm my most authentic and annoying to you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, other friends, I'm a little bit more like aware of how I'm acting, but like, so it's probably the same thing.
No, truly. Like, and I say this to her. I'm like, annoying. You're annoying.
You also can't say, I'm right here.
I'm like, it's Caitlin.
Who is it? Me or her?
Yeah.
Okay. Up off. Avoided. I thought you were gonna have the juice.
No, I would no.
Okay.
I refuse.
Flexi.
I would be so bad. I would just have to tell everything on if we were actually on the show. Not that we ever will be.
Well, when we go on James Corden.
When we go on James Corden next week, I am gonna be screwed.
I think he's cancelled. Does he even have a show anymore?
Oh really? Oh wait, is it James Corden that I liked? No, who's the other Saturday? No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Seems like a little sweet dad.
I really like Jimmy Kimmel. He seems really nice. And James Drew Corden. Barrymore. They're my two favorites.
How do you become someone as warm as Drew Barrymore?
She is just beautiful. I've seen like the clips of her when she like goes over to the guest and like, cuddles
her.
I love her.
She is just someone I feel like would just be so warm. Yeah. Like, that's the best word I can think of. Just like happy, approachable.
I love Drew. The food of choice is soy sauce, which I have to go get more of if you decide to drink. Read out the last text that you and Maddie exchanged. I'm scared.
Actually, I know what it is.
I'm scared.
It's not interesting.
Oh.
That's actually funny.
What is it?
Maddie, are you lost? I have to beep out that because it's quite aggressive. And then it's ha ha ha, me, yes. I am watching you. And then I just said,
oh my God, wait, that's funny. That's funny.
Where were you watching me from?
I was watching you on Find My iPhone. Oh. I was like watching you coming to my house. And then she kept taking all these wrong turns. And I was watching you like go down the street, go back around, go down like another dead end street. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, there was roadworks.
I see.
I was distracted.
So, right, okay. I was so confused.
Yeah, it was lots of
fun. I was like, you've been to my house like 150 times.
I was like in the depths over there as well. I saw. I like left
you
the suburb.
You kept going down this one dead end, yeah, and I'm like, you're going down the street again.
You're literally, you're like you know the Truman Show when they like watch them on TV. You're just watching me like. Go around. You're like, you stupid idiot.
I'm like, what are you doing?
When you take the ladder out of the pool so your sim can't get out. Me.
I used to do that.
No, same. I got murder on my mind. Maddie.
What am I eating?
Sardine.
Oh, okay.
Why did you and your first ex-boyfriend on the Sunshine Coast break up?
Wow, that's a throwback. We broke up. I like looked at it, I'm like, well.
Suddenly I have things to say.
No, it was nothing bad at all. We just broke up because I had moved to Sydney and I just feel like we were going different directions and I just wanted a fresh start, if that makes sense.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah. And he was staying back home. I didn't really want to do long distance, but no bad blood. We'll always have love for him. True. He's a sweetie.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God for that.
Caitlin.
Maddie.
Let's go back to the tofu because I would enjoy to see that again.
No, I don't know why the tofu. I thought that would be the most chill.
No, that's what I thought too.
Tofu hit me the hardest.
Yeah. Has the best sex you've had been with your current partner or someone else?
Do you know what? Y'all are going to hate me for this, but it actually is.
I love that.
Nice work, hat boy.
Slay. Got the moves. Ooh, hat boy.
Do you know what's so funny? Is it so true? Like when you're in a relationship, no one wants to hear about your sex life. But when you're like in, like seeing someone casually, it's like, oh my God, like Tell me this. But once you start dating them, you're like, you don't want to know.
Yeah. It's because everyone knows what's happening now.
Yeah. You're like, we don't care.
No.
But no, it is. I think it's because we're in love.
I completely agree. I just feel like it's so much better when you're in love with someone. Yes. Also, you're more relaxed. So you do like better at performances.
No, true. Like I'm not trying to think about like my ass pubes.
No.
Why don't I just openly talk about my ass pubes without even having to have a food bribe? I get laser now. But the moral of the story is... I feel stressed about them.
Yes.
And that's how you know you're in a true...
healthy relationship.
That should be the test.
Yes.
If you feel like you need to shame your ass, you're with the wrong man.
So true. I could not agree more.
Okay. Moving on.
No. No.
Tofu, say how much you have in your bank account right now.
The money one.
I just know it'll get you.
I got...
I open up... Westpac or that's yours? Down to the dollar.
Okay. Oh.
Just be grateful it's not the eggs.
Was it really bad?
I don't know. I have a really weak stomach. It's just the textures. That's people.
I can't really lift up anymore.
Yeah, it kind of just falls apart. That's why it's great. You got this, queen. Yeah, it's not a good texture. That's the issue.
Oop.
Coke.
Okay. I'm okay.
Do you understand, though, like, what the issue is? Mm-hmm. Or do you think I'm just sensitive?
It's definitely the texture. It's, like, really squishy.
It kind of, like, you tastes like you're already choosing to chew up vomit.
Oof. It's, like, stuck in my teeth.
Mm. Oh. At least it's not in your eyebrow. That was weird.
I'm going to do the sardine juice. Yeah.
Great.
Caitlin, have you ever done drugs?
Maddie.
I think we know the
answer. Look, drugs is a very...
It's a broad term.
Broad term. You know, have I taken legal drugs.
Medication.
Yes. Painkillers.
Painkillers is legal. A drug. Yes. No, we're talking about explicit
like
drugs.
Like class A.
We're talking about class shit. A shit. Okay. Have you done class A?
No. Look, what I will say, I'm like a herbal gal. Like, wait. I'm more of like a from the ground girl.
Caitlin's definitely a herbal queen.
And like, that's where I'll leave that.
Yeah. Do with that what you will.
You know? Mm-hmm. Cool. You're eating those turnip things. Is it turnip?
Yeah, it's turnip.
Okay. Who pays for the most in your relationship? You or John?
I can answer that. I'd say it's actually, someone wants to see me eat the turnips. No, I feel like it's actually pretty even, I would say.
Lame.
Yeah, we take turns.
That's nice.
Like I'll do something, he'll do something. It's very even.
Mm. I feel like it's easiest like that.
Yeah. Okay. We don't keep track of stuff either. Like, we're not really weird about
like money. On the notes, like, no, we're not. You owe me $7 no. for half a Subway.
No.
I hate that. That's like my biggest ick. Mm. I've got a few other icks if you want to hear those as well. Just let me know when.
We're going to go back to the hot sauce.
Okay.
Worst thing you've ever done to a guy.
Where do I start?
That's okay, like a hard question, actually.
No, I actually think I know.
Oh, okay, great. Do share or eat the hot sauce.
Oh, like I used to be maybe insensitive.
Okay.
To people's feelings.
I see.
That I didn't care about that were men.
I see.
I
feel like you're still like.
Yeah, so true. Oh, fuck. One of the things I did that was probably like the meanest thing I've ever done was, well, one of.
Was this when you were.
When I ran away?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I.
That's funny.
Was out with this guy having. This was. I want to say I was 19.
Yeah.
A lot of my worst stories are from when I was 19, just for reference.
I think they're the best stories.
19 to 21.
Crazy.
I was not okay. So I was out with this guy, we were like vibing, kind of. I was super drunk. If you know the Sheaf in Sydney, you understand what I'm talking about. I need to say less. Like, are you okay? Did you throw up at the Sheaf?
Sorry. I'm like throwing up now from
thinking
that
about the Sheaf.
So
just
free.
Thinking about how stinky it is. Yeah. So anyways, whatever. Point being, went back to his apartment with some friends. Like, we're all vibing. And then all the friends suddenly disappeared and it was me and this guy and I was drunk and I'd been like leading him on for sure. I just wanted a little bit of attention. I don't think I really wanted to like fully hook up with him. I think I was just drunk. And then, yeah, I kind of like, we went into his bedroom and then I kind of, he started to undress. And as he turned around, I sprinted out of his house. I think I also stole something.
You did. Caitlin stole something on the way out.
I stole a piece of memorabilia on the way out.
And just legged it home.
I used to keep a cupboard full of things that I stole. Why am I just openly admitting to more things that I've done wrong? I used to keep a cupboard when in this period of things that I just like steal, like cups when I was out, cutlery from restaurants, things off men. I don't know, I just steal shit. Nothing of value. So, yeah, I took a little piece of memorabilia, and by the time he turned around to realize, and obviously he was probably getting naked, he would have turned around with his doodle out and realized I was no longer in the room. I had left. I was halfway up the street in Bondi.
Like
sprinting to order an Uber and didn't even – I didn't say goodbye. I blocked him. I gave him my fake account. I used to have a fake account.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was just like a private account, right? It wasn't my real name and I just like post like shit post on there. So he asked me for my Instagram and I gave him that and then I blocked him while I was running up the street. He was a nice guy. He was doing nothing wrong. I just was over it.
I get it.
I probably should have said, hey.
I'm going to leave now. You know, thank you for a fun night. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm actually suddenly not into this. Thank
I think
you.
25-year-old Caitlin would do that. 19-year-old Caitlin, not so much.
I didn't know how to handle confrontation. I just wanted to run away. Maddie, extra hot sauce, but I can still feel it tingling.
Oh my God. Okay.
What is the worst brand you have ever worked with?
I know who it is. I'll have the hot sauce.
On your
sauce.
Bag. A decent amount, please.
God. Okay. Do I just squirt it in?
Yeah.
Please.
Please, ma'am.
Okay. I'm doing the hot sauce, guys.
Get a good squirt.
I can't really see where my mouth is.
That's the fun of, oh my. It kicks in. It's got a kick to it, definitely.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh my God, that's so spicy. I actually think that's the sauce that they use for the 2x spicy noodles.
Oh.
But like worse. I've got the sweats.
Nice. I can still taste it lingering.
I'm literally sweating.
Like I'm not in pain anymore, but you can feel it. Like it just kind of coats the esophagus. Mm.
Okay, Caitlin, we'll do soy sauce to finish the last question. Caitlin, name any Australian podcast if you think that they have been inspired by Girl Code. Name. This is a very sassy question.
Are you guys trying to get us in trouble?
You guys are trying to start beef.
I can't do that.
You can't. Please don't throw up. Yay! She did it, guys. Sort of, most of it.
I like.
Are you gonna throw
up? One thing about me is, ooh, I will not be shotting.
No, I actually remember when you threw up at the bar.
I have a really sensitive stomach if anyone's cottoning on. Mm. What I will say, my follow up to that question.
Oh, yeah.
Just to stop any rumors going around. Do I think people have taken inspiration? Yeah, I've seen some things pop up where I'm like, that's pretty similar to what we've been doing. Do we take inspiration sometimes from other people's podcasts? Yes.
Mm.
You know, this is a James Corden segment. Yeah. You know, I think it's very natural for people to take influence from things. And I think that's part of, like, you know, being in the space. You can't get mad at it.
No.
You just have to move on, because then, you know, we take inspiration sometimes too.
Yeah.
But the key is inspiration.
Yes. Inspiration, not replication.
Oh.
Snaps.
Love.
I am Gandhi.
Maddie.
Yes. Sorry, I just threw up in my mouth.
Ew! Did John care that you spoke so openly about dating while you were single and you guys are broken up now that you've gotten back together?
No.
No?
Not really. Not for the most part. No, no, he didn't, because I was single and, like, he did his thing, I did my thing.
Yeah, you both did your own thing.
We both did our own things, and then when we came back together, we just, like, it was forward thinking, not past.
It's almost kind of good that you both experienced being single. It wasn't like just one of you got to experience just being single.
I mean, we were broken up for like nearly a year.
Yeah, let's not forget.
So it was a long time, and we both had very separate lives.
Did he listen to the pod? I'd love to know. While we'll
he got things sent to him.
Of course he did.
He had things sent to him, for sure, but he wasn't, like, actively listening. Well, what he probably was.
As if he wouldn't.
He probably was.
Like, I would.
Yeah.
If I had an ex with a podcast.
Yeah.
If they were at all going to talk about anything to do with me, I would want to listen.
I would be headphones in the second it's released.
Yeah. Go. I'm a Leo. Anyone talking about me, I'm going to listen to it. Good or bad. And then cry about it.
And then cry.
Yeah.
If it's bad. Okay, well, that is it for this week's episode. It's been a very different one to usual, but hopefully you guys have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun for us, but my stomach feels very unwell.
Yeah, I don't feel that good.
I feel super nauseous, and the smell in this room.
I think it's the smell.
And it's the smell for me. I keep getting wafts, and I'm like, that close to throwing up.
I don't think we ate anything like that bad, but there's a lot of like
it's the smell.
Good smells around.
No. And I've got a candle burning. It's not covering it. Anyways, we need to wrap this up because I need to take all this food out. But if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, it's all at Girl Code the Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. I don't know why I look straight over there.
Thank you for listening. We hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we will see you next Tuesday. If that happens, I don't know. We'll see you sometime next week. Bye.
Bye.